Okay. So, Nashim and Ketanim in Ner Chanukah. So the Gemara tells us in Shabbos of Gimel, Isha Vada Medlika, a woman lights Chanukah candles. Amar of Yishuv and Levi, Nashim Chayavos, Ner Chanukah, Shafein Hayu, Oso Anes. So, from this Gemara, it seems to be pretty straightforward. Women are obligated in Ner Chanukah, Shafein Hayu, Oso Anes. The question, though, that remains to be analyzed is what is the nature of their chiyuv? Are they chayuv exactly like men? Why wouldn't a woman be chayuv in a Chanukah? What's the chiddush? It's mitzvah as a Rama. So I might have thought women are pater. Kamash Malan, Rishu ben Levi tells us, afinu yibos v'neis, but they're really chayuv in the same level as men. Or do we say, no, really the patur of mitzvah as she says, Ran Rama's Mukomo Medes. There's really a patur. Even though they're punter, there's a separate chiyuv, a different chiyuv, maybe a lower chiyuv of apein hayu osanis. So this is the chakir that Briskarov has. Is the chiyuv nashi in the same level as man, or is it a lower level chiyuv only within apein hayu osanis? If you look here, the second source on the page, Briskarov in Erechin, he's actually talking about Megillah, but it's really the same question. He actually stopping him a perush to mitam zel lekabu ptura de mitzvah esei shesban grama. Afhein means that they're chayev like men. There's no p'tur of mitzvahs esei shezman grama. Then mitzvahs esei shezman grama shayech afu mitzvahs rabbanon. And meila nichlu b'chiyuv the kriyas megillah and never banashim. The chiyuv is equal to men because there's no p'tur of mitzvahs esei. That's what afhein does. Od hu chiyuv miyuchad anashim mitam ze afhein ayev osanit. Even though they're p'tur of the chiyuv of men because it's a mitzvahs esei shezman grama, there's another chiyuv of afhein that obligates them. So this is the question: chiyuv nashim, is it a chiyuv Ragil, a regular chiyuv, and just the afhein tells you that there's no p'tur of mitzvahs esei shezman grama, or no, the chiyuv miyuchad, it's a unique new chiyuv that really the regular chiyuv of men they're p'tur from, because it's a mitzvahs esei shezman grama, and they're chayuv midin afhein hayu b'oso anes. So that's the chakir of the Briskarov. Again, he's discussing Purim, but it's relevant to Chanukah just the same. Now, I was thinking it might be totally on the what the hesber of afhein is. What does it mean afhein hayu b'osanei? So here is Machlokes Rishonim. Tosfos quotes in the Megillah of Talit and other places as well what afhein means. So third makor on the sheet. Pirush Rashbam sheikar hanes haya al yadon. What's afhein? Afhein means the ikar nes haya al yadon. Bepurim alidei Esther bechanukah alidei Yehudis bePesach shebeschus zekonios shebeosu ador nigalu. So what's the kash in the Rashbam? Lashon afhein. Does that sound like it's the ikar neis?
No.
No, not at all. It sounds like on some level they're tafel. Afhein, even they were in the neis. So that's why Tosfos brings another pshat. The kash is lashon afhein mashma shein tefelos lo perusha haya lomar shein ben neis, right? L'kach nir li sha'afhein hayu ben tzafek la'ashmed u'laharog. V'chein v'pesach hayu v'shibud v'shubadus l'pairo v'mitzrayim v'chein v'chanukah g'zer ha'isab me'od. So the second pshat in Tosfos is that afhein means they were also in the sakana. They were also in the sakana. And this, in fact, is the unfortunately Yerushalmi Tosfos elsewhere quotes it from the Yerushalmi Megillah Beis Hey, the fourth makar on the sheet. Bar kapara amar tzarech likros v'fnei nashim. Why do you have to read Megillah in front of women? V'fnei ketanim in front of children. Sha'af osam havu besafik. They were in the same safik sakana, and therefore afhein hayu v'oso anes. It doesn't sound like they were ikar. It sounds like they were tafel to the nes, or you know, also in the suffix of sakana. So I thought maybe we can tole these two explanations that we've shown him on the suit stand of Briskarov. Briskarov is a shayla. What's the din of nashim and mikra megillah or lenanedu ner chanukah? Are they chayav like men, or is it a unique chayav, a lower level chayav? So if you hold afhein ayav osanes means that they were the ikranates, then what do you taina?
Equal,
right? Afhein, hein ikaros. Now equal, that's what all the Rishonim say. I'm looking for somebody who would say that they're chayiv even more than men. If they were really with ikranates, maybe women would be chayiv even more than men. We do have some mitzvahs where we say women have a special connection to those mitzvahs. I didn't find anybody who said that more of you, but I'm still looking. Whereas, if you assume afhein means there's someone tafel to the neis, they're also in sakana, then l'chora, their chiyuv might also reflect
that reality, and the chiyuv might be a chiyuv miyuchad, a unique lower level chiyuv. So here, if it's a chiyuv miyuchad, you'd say they're tefelos, like the second day of Tosfos. Whereas if you say that they're the ikronates, then you might say it's a regular chiyuv, just like okay. I want to explore a couple of nafkaminas to this question. The first is whether or not a woman can light Hanukkah candles for a man. So this also seems to be a really straightforward issue. Gemara Shabbos Chaf Gimel, source number 5, Amar Bzeira, Mireish, Kavina Be Rav. When I was learning by Rav, says Rav Zeira, and he was single, Vishatfina Bepriti, Bahade Ushvizia, I would give a pruta to the Balabais. He was staying by somebody, and he would give him a pruta to mistarif him to the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Boss of the Nasivi, after he got married, he was in Kolo, but he wasn't like Kolo with your wife. He was Kolo, his wife stayed at home, and he was learning by Rav. So he was living away from home. Boss of the Nasivi, Issus, after he got married, Amina Hashta Vade Lo Tzachina de Kamadlik Alai Biko Bisai. Says Reb Zera, once I got married, I didn't need to Meshatik Pruta, because my wife lights for me at home. So what comes out of this Gemara? Pretty straightforward. Can a woman light Hanukkah candles for a man?
Yes.
Seems to be pretty straightforward. And in fact, the Ritva writes this explicitly. Isha Vada Medlika, he's commenting on the Rishon Levi's statement, says the Ritva, source number 6, Perish Afilu, Hosi Acherim Kova, Kevin Shehiyah, Bechoyevis, Bedover, Kedam Rishon and Levi, Nashim Chayavos, Miner Chanaga. A woman can be mostly a man because they're at the same level. But it's not so obvious that Rabbi Shuvan Levi agrees to Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera says that his wife lights for him, and that's enough. Maybe Rabbi Shuvan Levi says, not so fast. Maybe Rabbi Shuvan Levi says, not Shem Chayavos. But what is their level of Chayav?
Because
he's lower level. Maybe your wife can't light for you. Maybe you can light for your wife. Your wife can't light for you. So in fact, the Meir brings a day like that in the Rishonim. Ktsas Mefarshim, source number 7. Kasvu. Dafkala Asma, a woman can light. She should light. But for herself, she can't light for a man. And the Miri rejects it, right? He says, the Ein Zaklum, you know, really rejects it. But there is such a day in Rishonim, and like I just said, in the Lomdus, it might very well fit into this Chakira, right? Nashin, Lahotzi, Gvarim, can women be mostly men? So if it's the same level Chia, then what?
Of course.
Mutzia. Shikimosi, that's the Ritva, that's the Pashas of the Gemara, Zera. Whereas if you hold the Chiyuv Miyuchad, the women are only high at a lower level, you might argue that what? Einan Motziot Kvari. Maybe they can't be Motzi men. It's a Chiddush. There's a day like that in the Miri, which he rejects. But in Lomdus, if it makes sense, if it's low level Chiyuv, maybe a woman can't be Motzi a man. Now, Willig has a very nice piece in the Am Mordechai, in the Mu'adim, where he tries to develop that maybe the chiyuv of women is in fact a different type of chiyuv, a low level chiyuv. And he tries to use the Bahag. The Bahag, in reference to Megillah, speaks about the fact that men are chayav in mikra Megillah, have to read the Megillah, and women are chayav not in mikra Megillah, but in what? In Shmiyah to Megillah. So it's a lower level chiyuv. So Willard suggests that maybe when it comes to Ner Chanukah, there's something called Pirsum Hanes, that everybody's chayav in, and they're called Halakha. Men are chayav to be madlik the Chanukiah. Women are chayav in Pirsum Hanes, which is a lower level chiyuv. That's what he suggests. And he points that it's actually before from the Rav Yah. The Rav Yah in Simen Tav Kuf Samech Tes quotes the Bahag, and then after quotes the Bahag about Purim, he says, V'yadana I b'chada he's not sure if he should apply this to Hanukkah as well. He doesn't know if the Bahag statement is true by Hanukkah. So Rav Willig suggests that maybe really the chiyuv of woman in their Hanukkah is a lower level, the chiyuv of piersum, the law hadlaka. They don't keep light, they don't keep only the farsein, and therefore. But then he says, what about the fact that women can be motzi men? He's just not willing to accept the Miri. The Miri is like a das yachin, the Miri rejects it. So he's not really you can be motzi men. You can be motzi men. Why? Because the chiyuv of Ner Chanukah isn't a chovas gavra, it's a chovas abayis. And if
a woman lit, so it's still a chafza of Ner Chanukah. It's based on the Rav's idea, we'll see sooner by Kaltan. So if the woman lit, so then it's a chafza of Ner Chanukah, she won't see a man. So basically, Rav Willig's suggestion is like having a cake and eat it too. On one hand, the chiyuv of a woman is a lower level chiyuv, but even though it's a lower level chiyuv, they can still be mostly men. So that's kind of like pulling this in this direction. It's a lower level, they can still be mostly men because it's a chovas avos. Yeah.
It seems
that it's just the chovas habayis.
I would hear why she can lighten the fill of the chovas habayis, but if he also
has a chovas habayis, right? So he thinks the whole chiyuv is a chovas habayis. I mean, you could have said the hadlaka is a chovas kavah, the pirsum is a chovas habayis, and then it wouldn't work. He's saying the whole thing is a chovas habayis, like you're suggesting, and Mimela, his chovas habayis includes hadlaka, but if you don't have it, it's fine, because the result is the bias and bias on this, it's enough. I agree that you can handle with it.
We find that in many acronyms, they talk about that somebody who doesn't have a bias has no chiyuv nerachayim. There is no chiyuv gavra in the way that most
people. No, I'm just saying these are all machlok, these are all general.
Right, right. He's taking a stance on that issue.
That's fairly new for Baal in terms of.
You're saying it's not such a big chiddush. It's not.
But not, as I'm saying, it's not. There's so many opinions in this discussion.
Right. Okay. I mean, especially if you break it down a bit, that there's Hablak and Pearson, they're both Gavra, they're both bias. That's what he's suggesting. Okay.
Right.
You have to make that assumption. Okay. I should mention just there, Agav, there's a strange one in Avram, in Tafresh Ein Hei, Dalet, I didn't put it on the sheet. He writes, a woman can be madly for B'nai Beis. So the Sfas Emes in Shabbos and the Chof Gimel is Medayik in the Magen Avram, that a woman can motzi men, but only her family members. And he's not sure why. So I'm not sure if that's what the Gemara actually means. That's what he says. She goes to your family members. She's Medayik, only your family members, and not other people. But so that's just a side. Can woman motzi men? So again, the Pashtus is just the Chazer, that if the woman's Chiv is the same level, so she motzi, and if it's a lower level, she can't. Rav Willig wants to suggest, even if it's a is in the wrong, that even if it's a lower level, she can mostly men only because it's a chovas gav vayis. Second half to me, what is the status of avadim knanim in mikra in Ner Chanukah? So here we have some sources when it comes to Megillah. We know that that avadim are chayiv in mitzvahs like women. That's a gemara chagiga daftalin. I have it here on the sheet. There's a Xereshava, la me'isha, that kol mitzvah she'isha chayev v'espa, evit chayev v'a, kol mitzvah she'in isha chayev v'espa, ina evit chayev v'a. The gemara la me'isha. So women and avadim have the same level chiyuv. So you'd expect, therefore, that if women are chayev in Ner Chanukah, they would be din by avadim, they'd also be chayev, right? But there's a Tosefta, and the Rambam Paskin says in Hilchos Megillah, that says that only Avadim Shuchrarim, Avadim after they were freed, they're essentially Gerim, they're Chayiv in Mikra Megillah. It says the Rambam, source number 9, HaKol Chayiv in Mikra Kriyasa, in Mikra Megillah, Anashim, Nashim, Megerim, Avadim Mishuchrarim. Whereas the Tur is Mechayiv, even Avadim Knanim in Mikra Megillah. HaKol Chayiv in Mikra Megillah, Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim, and Avadim. Avadim means Avadim Knanim. So there's a debate whether or not Avadim, Kananim, are Chayiv in Mikra Megillah. So there's sources over there. So the Brisker Rav, here in source number 11, he tries to link it to this Chakira. He writes, before we get to the Brisker Rav, I just mentioned that the Beis Yosef wants to be told it on the two reasons in Tosfos, in source number 3, what Afhein means. What does Afhein mean? So the Beis Yosef writes, I don't have it on the sheet, but just Regalachas, says, if Afhein, how you also know means they were Ikra Neis, so that apply also to Avadim?
No,
because they weren't Ikra Neis. Whereas Afhein means they were also Safek, so when, you know, there were Tzaras for the Jewish people, it also applied to who? Sure. To the Avadim. And therefore, the Avadim should be Chai. That's what Beis Yosef wants to suggest. But the Brisker Rav wants to be told on this Chakir, the same piece in Erechim. Brisker Rav writes, I'll read it to you. Source number 11. And Afghina Bavadim Knani. Tib Nashim Nechalu Bechiyuv to Kriyasa Megillah, and Amar La Nashim, and came Gama Vadi Bemela Chayavim, the Lekhu Huptur of the Mrs. Esses, Jesman Grav. Aval im be Emes Gam Ata Ikav Huptur of the Mrs. Esses, Jesman Grav. Virak to Huchi Din Chiyuv Miyuchad Lanashim Mitam, Shafin Hayuva Sones. K Kin hare hu din chiyuv miyuchad lahen, aval vadim had vidinam v'pturim mitam mitzvus esei shazman grum.
So the Brisker wants to be told of this on our chakir.
He says, if the women are chayiv like men, there's no p'tur of mitzvus esei shazman grum when it comes to the mitzvah of hadlakas neir as chanukah. So are avadim chayiv or not our pater? They're chayiv. Whereas if we say that really it's a special unique chiyuv, really there's a p'tur of mitzvah zeh shezman grama. Women shouldn't be chayiv in their chanukah to mitzvah zeh shezman grama. There's a special din of afhin oyivos oneis. So who does that afhin speak to? It only speaks to a woman. Now, like I just said a second ago, the Bezioth thinks it might be telling what afhin means, but that's, you know, a separate cheshbon. The emphasis is that it's not so partial with the Brisker Rav or the Beis Yosef are saying, because when we say that women are like women, what was the Hava mean? Before we have the Drosha of Olam Isha, what would I think evidence is? Chayv in everything or Pater in everything? So the Brisker Rav and the Beis Yosef are assuming that they're Pater in everything, and then, it only applies to a woman, not to Avadim. The thing is, there's a Rekiv Eger in his Tosfos on the Mishnayos and Brachos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, where he seems to indicate from the Rambam, it sounds like really Avadim should be chayiv in everything. Avad is like a Jew, and there's he's like a Ger. It's just there's a Tosfos that limits the Avad's chiyuv to that of a woman, and he brings a Rambam that seems to say this. The Rambam says that there's an Isser for an Avad to shave with a razor, even though women aren't obligated in the Isser to shave with a razor. So if Avadim are Pater Legamre and their Chiyuv is just like women, so you could say, well, women aren't Chayev, Avadim aren't Chayev. And yet the Ram Paskin, there's an Isser for an Eved to shave with a razor. So it seems like Avadim really are Chayev in all mitzvahs, had it not been for the clear as a cause of Lala Meisha. And Lala Meisha is lowers their level Chiyuv. If you assume like that, you keep it Eger, that Rambam, so then there's nothing to talk about. It's obvious that Avadim should be Chayev in, Mikra Megillah and in Ner Chanukah, even if is this the chiyuv miyuchad of afhin? Okay. Another nafkamina. More halacha lemaisa. We know there are different ways to mekayim the mitzvah of chana. What's the basic mitzvah? Neir shabesa. One candle for the whole family every night. There's a higher level of mahadrin. What does that mean? Why you're one for every person. Thank you. And then there's the Mahadir, Ibn Mahadir, Bishama, Bishilal, we pass through mostly for Holeich. The Mamakom is over there. The question is raised, Halakha L'maisa, we always are knowing Mahadir, Ibn Mahadir. And if that's the case, so L'chora, every member of the family, this is according to the Ramah, according to the Ashkenazi Psak, every member of the family lights and is mostly beholden. And yet, the minhag is, in many communities, that women don't light at all. In some communities, no women light. In other communities, the wife doesn't light, but the single girls do light. And the Achronim, try to justify this minhag. So, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Olas Shmuel, who says the women are tfelos to men when it comes to mitzvahs. Tfelos to men. It's not clear from the Mishnah Berurah's quote what it means, tfelos to men. But if you look at it inside, he essentially is saying that their chiyuv is tfelos. They have a lower level chiyuv. And here I brought for you the Mikrai Kodesh, or Sifat Pesach Frank, who writes the same thing. Source number 13. Yishlomer the Nashim kevan dechol chiyuvam bechanaka hu mishum afhen hayivos ones. Lachen ein dinam shavah b'mitzvah l'anashim. Their chiyuv is on a lower level. In Mahadrin, never, they don't do Mahadrin. He's quoting the Bahag that women don't read the Megillah. They're only chayiv in Shmias, the Megillah, as mentioned before, not in Mikra Megillah. And likewise, he's arguing that the chiyuv women in Ner Chanukah is a lower level chiyuv, and therefore it's true they're chayiv in Ner Yishuv Veis, but they're not chayiv in Mahadrin, and that's why women don't have to light the Chanukah candles, even according to our minhag that we follow Mahadrin min Hamahadrin. So again, this fits well into this chakira. Nashim, again, you could be chalik saying that, Tafka, married woman might be Yishuv Kegufo, there are other svaras, I'm not going to get into all the details, but the Gadol, the Nyanenu,
are women chayav in Mahadrin or Mahadrin in Mahadrin? So if it's a chiyuv of women is a regular chiyuv, then presumably
what would the halacha be?
Shibichayavos. Whereas says the Olah Shmuel and Rasif as a Frank, their chiyuv is what? A chiyuv we didn't have pain. It's a lower level chiyuv, and therefore they're chayav in the Iker Mitzvah, but they're pturos from
the chiyuv of Mahadrin and Mahadrin and Mina Mahadrin. Okay, so that's pretty much what I want to present when it comes to the question of a woman. The same question has to be raised when it comes to Ketanim. So, just to summarize this part, our woman Chayev Midin men, the same level Chiyov, really, there's a p'tur of mitzvahs as in Rama that applies to most mitzvahs. Achim tells me that there's no such p'tur, but there's a chayiv just like men. Or, no, really, the p'tur exists. There's a special chiyuv of Achim Ayyubosonais, and I tried to be told that on the reasons in the Rishonim, what Achim means. Are they Ikra mitzvah, or are they Tafel? And I have three nafkaminas. Can a woman be mostly a man? What's the status of Avadim Ketanim? And what is the status of Nashim in Mahadrin? And Mahadri Mina Mahadri. Question?
I don't know if I'm getting, if I'm dropping a gun, but the Rambam by Gila didn't quote Ketanim.
The Rambam and Gila didn't quote Ketanim. What do you mean?
Mary says, Hakochan Kriyasa, and Ashim Ashim Gerim Baba and Shukara.
Right.
So obviously, it seems like he's assuming that they're not.
We're going to talk about. There is a chiyuv chinuch by Ketanim. That's source 15. We're going to get that in just 1 second.
So instead of Nashim, I'm going to raise this on top. Same question we asked by Ketanim. Well, it's actually not the same question. So let's read the whole thing. Did I answer your question, or you're still?
Yeah.
Let's talk about Ketanim. Let's talk about it right now. Why is a katan chayiv in Ner Chanukah? I'd ask you. Chinuch, there's a general chinuch. Chinuch is a din d'rabbanan. If not mistaken, the Meshech Chochma says it has a source in a pasuk in the Torah. Right? We read it a few weeks ago. Ma'an Asher Yitzav has banav, has beis v'achav, v'sham v'derech Hashem, l'asas l'chol mishpat. Says like concept of chinuch is a concept on a d'raisa level. It's mistaber that way. You can't. Your kid's going to be like a goy till he's 13, and then suddenly have to cry. Misses. No, there's a concept on a d'raisa level of chinuch, and the actual chiyuv of chinuch is a chiyuv d'rabban. Fine. So there's a din of chinuch. So that's what I would have said. Why is it katan chayiv in the Chanukah? It's chayiv itin chinuch. And in fact, that's what it sounds like in the Rambam. Look at source 14. The Rambam says kol chayiv kriyas and megillah chayiv lakas in Chanukah. The Rambam says chos Chanukah tells you he puts Chanukah and Megillah together. He says whoever is chayiv in Megillah is also chayiv in Chanukah. And if you look back to Perek Aleph Echilas Megillah, source number 15, he tells you that ketanim are chayiv bidin chinuch. Mechanchin is a ketanim likrosa. So from the Rambam it seems pretty straightforward. The chiyuv ketanim in Ner Chanukah is the chiyuv of chinuch. What else could the chiyuv be?
Could say afhein.
You could say it's a higher level chiyuv. Maybe there's a chiyuv afhein. It's not a regular din of chinuch. It's a special din afhein hayu, but also hanes. Now, where would he? Do you have any rise for such a claim? So, if you look here, source number 16, there's a Gosim Ammonios. He quotes a Tosefta. Tosefta Tanya, Hakol Chayev Mikra Megillah, Kohanim Levim Yisraelim, Ad Nashim Avadim Ketanim Peturim. So the Tosefta claims that women are potter from Mikra Megillah, which we know isn't true. Ve'ein Motzim Es Ravi Midei Chavasan. So what does that mean? This is a strange Tosefta. Mufarish Bahag, this is the source for the Bahag's claim, his famous claim, there's a different chiyuv for women than for men by Mikra Megillah. Mufarish Bahag, Nashim Avadim Ketanim Peturim in Mikra Megillah, women are potter from reading Megillah. You have to read the Megillah in front of women and children because afein hayubosonets. Rishu ben Levi have avid kain. Rishu ben Levi would do this. He would come home, machnish bano yuvnei beise. He would gather together his family. V'kari la kamon. He would read the Megillah in front of them. So the
Tosefta, which is the source for the Bahag's claim that the chiyuv of woman is different than the chiyuv of man, in Mikra Megillah includes what? Ketanim. It sounds like from this Tosefta and from the Yerushalmi that the Gosar Marios quotes that the chiyuv ketanim by Ner Chanukah isn't a regular chiyuv ketanim, just like a katan takes a lulav of a katan, you know, a shiadel and a nea, and a katan of that shiadel isate for tzitzis. No, it's a special chiyuv of half hein hayuv ozenes. So that's what you again. That's a possible halach that you could infer from this Tosefta and from this Yerushalmi. And I think there may be some nafkaminas to this question. Again, it's a chiddush, but I think it's possible to say this. So the first nafkamina is the question of ketanim by mahadrin and mahadrin and mahadrin. The Mishnah Berura, source number 17 in Be'er Halacha, quotes that even though ketanim were mechanach ketanim in Ner Chanukah, but they only have to light. They don't have to light. Because they're yotzei through the mitzvah of Neri Shabesa. Let me read it inside. Ayn lekaman b'semen taf reish ayn zayin v'magin avram tehevi b'shulta giborim desfir leit afilu l'didon shemadliki ner lekol echad ve'echad ketanim p'turin tenehi d'mechuyavin l'chanuch. There's a mitzvah of chinuch on the kata and haynu b'davar sheyesh po chiyuv ala gadol mitzad adin. The whole chiyuv chinuch is only a chiyuv for things that are m'ikra adin. There's no chiyuv to mehadir, right? You buy a lulu of an esek for a katan, you get a chinuch set. Not only because you want to save money, but because al pidin, there's no hiddur mitzvah by chinuch. That doesn't exist. There's no such concept as hiddur mitzvah by chinuch. Well, b'zev degam begadol leka ki'im mishum hiddur mitzvah einu mechuyav lechanech bo ezekatan. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes that me'igr din, even though there's a chiyuv chinuch by tanim, that means if he has his own house, he has to light. He has to light one candle every night. But if he lives with his parents, so he doesn't have to light. Why doesn't he have to light? Because he's yotzei, we didn't erish uveisa. Now there's a couple of assumptions here. He's assuming that the chiyuv of mahadrin or mahadrin and mahadrin is within a hiddur mitzvah, which you know isn't so obvious. It seems to be more different than hiddur mitzvah. But lechora, it's the same halakha apply. If you're not mechanech a katan by hiddur mitzvah, certainly you shouldn't have to mechanech him for mahadrin or mahadrin and mahadrin, which is more of a chiyuv, possibly. V'achach matasi b'iri. Before the Meiri, Shugam Kosev came, the Mahadrin, the Mitzvahs near Lechol Echad, the Echad, the Minyan, Bnei Beis, or Hagedolim. So, during the Meiri, there's no need for Ketanim to light Chanukah candles. Now, most of us grew up Ashkenazi homes, everybody lights Chanukah candles, even Ketanim. So, why is that? Why is that? So, if it's in Chinuch, so you might argue that there's Ein Chiyuv, the Mahadrin. Or Mahadrin, there's no chiyuv. Whereas if you say it's din afhin hayu bozones, maybe that would justify our minag that we're, you know, machmer, that the kids light and they're mostly paholech, maybe there is a chiyuv bidin afhin hayu bozones. Potentially.
But yeah. In Lashon we said afhin is not for hidden, I mean, it's only for the ikra mitzvah.
You're asking a good question. What's the relationship between two parts of the Chabura? I don't want to get into it right now, but I think you can work it out. Next nafkamina, can a katan light for a gadol? So the Gemara says explicitly in Shabbos that a katan or a cheresh or a shota that lit, it's in a plume. And that's why the Ran writes, quoted in the Beis Yosef, verse number 18, the chas of Aran, hilkach hidlika even if the gadol is standing there and asking him to light, it's meaningless. The katan can't let be motzi a gadol. So the Baal Itur is a very big chiddush. The Baal Itur says that which the Gemara says a katan that is mazli, it's lo klum, that's a katan she lo yigiyah lechinuch. But a katan she yigiyah lechinuch, he can be motzi a gadol. That's what the Itur says. Motzi gadol. So the Ran says you can't be motzi, that's the Pashtus, and the Itur holds you can be motzi. So how do you justify the Itur? What's the problem with the Itur? So we're going to get that in a second. Let's just take a step back. First of all, what type of chiyuv is Ner Chanukah?
We just said it's a chiyuv of
the bias. Oh, so the Rav said what you're saying. that since it's a chiyuv on the bayis, so even though the katan has a lower level chiyuv, he can still be mostly a gadol. That's pshat of the iter. That's what the Rav said. It's brought in the Hari Akedem. So that's one suggestion. And it's actually, this iter is brought as the Yesh Omer in the Shulchan Aruch. Interestingly enough, the Shulchan Aruch writes the Yesh Omer in the katan can be mostly a gadol. He doesn't say it by Purim. So the Rav says, why doesn't he say it by Purim? Because by Purim is the Chovas Gavra, so it's Pasha that a katan can't be read in Gila for a gadol. But by Chanukah it's the Chovas Abayi, so Mela, the day of the iter, is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, because the Yesh Omer, a katan can be mostly a gadol. That's one pshat in the iter. Another pshat is to say that what is the level chiyuv of Ner Chanukah? The chiyuv drabanan. A katan is chayiv in mitzvahs, be drabanan. So maybe asi drabanan or mosi drabanan. That's the sheet of Yehuda. Yehuda holds that a katan can read Megillah for a gadol. Chachamim argue, Mishnah and Megillah Lefites, and Chachamim say, no, a katan, this is what he tells us in the Mishnah of Gemara, that a katan is chayiv in two drabanans and a gadol is chayiv only in one drabanan. Lo asi, trade drabanan or mosi chad drabanan. So it could be that, you know, the iter holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that since only have drabanan, so even those two drabanans, it can be motzi one drabanan. But getting back to Yoni's point, what do you want to say, Yoni?
Achein should be the mechai of both the mikulin.
Oh, maybe if we assume a chiyav of a katan isn't a chiyav of a chinuch, it's a chiyav of achein. So maybe a katan can motzi a gadol because it's the same level of chiyav. Right? Now, to tie it back.
Yeah,
to it. Say it again? Oh, so getting back to the point you already made, and the point that sort of, if you want to connect it back, so if you assume that it's the same level chiyuv, that so then you could, meaning theoretically you could say the Baal Yitzchak is only talking about an isha, that a katan can motzi an isha, he can't motzi the ish. That would be fascinating. I don't know if anybody says that in Iter. He doesn't say that. He just says a katan can motzi a gadol. So presumably it means he can motzi a man as well. It would be interesting to say that a katan can only motzi an isha, but the Pasha says that he wants even a man, and in the Chora you can justify that by saying that it's a chiyuv afhein hayoshen. So again, can a katan be mostly a gadol? So if it's a chiyuv chinuch, so the Pasha says, well, right, unless you hold like Rabbi Yehuda that trade rabbanan can mostly chayd rabbanan, or unless you hold like the Rav that it's a chovas abayis. Whereas if it's afhein hayoshen, it's maybe a katan can be mostly a gadol. That's the shita of the iter against all the other arishim. Questions, comments?
It seems like from the last word,
yeah,
we said the afhein that would apply to ketanim would not allow women to be motzi.
It's the same question. You're pushing against the wall, so I have to deal with it. Okay, so ask the question. You're telling me what?
Right. The we had two versions of afhein on the last word.
Was it a regular chiyuv?
One of those versions applied to children, and one did not. Right? The version that, because the beast was by their hands, other than not apply to Khan.
Right.
The version that applies to Khan is that they also would have
sought
to be destroyed.
Right.
And we said in that Hakira, we said that if you go in that Hakira, we did not let women be Yotzi be Motzi men.
According to that thing, right.
Right.
That they did that, right. Failed.
Right. So then the katan also would, by that logic, not be able to be motzi man.
Okay, so you wouldn't be able to accept that suggestion to make this suggestion. You're right.
Good point.
No, this is important. You're making an important point. Another nafkamina is a question of how old the katan is when he is chayev in Chanukah. So we know the Gemara in Sukkah, Katan Yedil and Anea, Chayv Lulav, source number 19, the Elisate, Chayv Tzitzis, Lishmar Tfilav, Aviv Loka Echlo Tfilin. So if I would ask you, at what age is the Katan obligated near Chanukah, what would you tell me?
When he's able to light.
When he knows how to deal with fire.
Yeah.
And yet, many of us come from homes where the 3-year-old child comes back from Gan, and you know, you help him light the Chanukah. He doesn't know how to light. It doesn't say a katan she'enu yedela nanea aviv minanea ito. It says katan yedela nanea aviv, you know, brings, gets him a lulav. So why is it that when the kid comes home from Gan with a little chanukiah, we help him light it? So it could be, it's a practical thing. You don't want the kid to cry, so you let him light. You know, it's important to be practical. But maybe, so if it's a regular chiyuv of chinuch, so lechora, you know, katanim.
what's the status, you know, a three-year-old kid. So Israel Chinuch holds the Dvir, the Chayim, a Pater, Pater. Whereas if it's an Afhin Hayuch Osu Neis, Afhin Hayuch Osu Safek, maybe there's significance for even a young child to light a menorah. Because the young child, again, I know what the shir is, I'm not going to, if he's you know, in the carriage, but like a kid who's 3 years old, he knows what he's doing, you hold his hand, maybe there's a kiyo, achin ha'i bo'so neis, if the kiyo k'tani isn't the regular din of chinuch, it's the din of, that's what it sounds like in the Yerushalmi, that the Chagos Amonius quotes, v'shuv and Levi having ovid kein, machnish bane ufnei beise, v'kari le kamoyen. He'd read the Megillah in front of all his family. He doesn't say, oh, you're not 7 years old, I don't have to read the Megillah. No, you read the Megillah in front of everybody, because it's afein ha'yiv oso aneis, so maybe there's a kiyom of a kiyom mitzvah, even by k'tane k'nanim, again, so long that they're some shaykes to the mitzvah. So just to summarize this part of the Chavura, I asked the very basic question, why are Ketanim Chayiv in Chanukah? The Pashas is the Chiyuv Chinuch. I suggested based on this Hagos Mamonios that maybe it's a Chiyuv of Yidin Achin Hayim Osonais. And I brought a couple of Nafkaminas, the first being whether or not a Katan is included in Mahadrin. The Katan isn't only Chayiv in Chinuch, the Chorei should be put in Mahadrin, and yet Arminag is Tanim to light and mostly Baholich. Maybe it's because one understanding of it is that the reason a katan is mostly a gadol is because it's afein ha'yiv oso neis, and katanik tanim are minag that we'll let little kids light even though they can't light on their own. Is that chichinuch? Presumably not. Maybe it's a kiyum of afein ha'yiv oso neis. I just want to conclude with some divrei machshava. You know, kedushas Yisrael transfers from women through their children. That's how Kedushas Yisrael transfers, through the mother to the children. And it seems that part of the Chanukah story was connected to a fight about Kedushas Yisrael. The Yavanim, you know, were against Mila, against Kiddush HaChodesh, Shabbos, certain things that reflected Kedushas Yisrael. And there's a very interesting piece of Tzadok. Tzadok picks up on the Lashon of Talmudai. We know that the Chanukah candles are lit until Tichla Regal Min HaShuk, until the Talmudai are not in the Shuk. Who are these Talmudai? So we're talking about the Gemara in Yevamos that speaks about a city called Talmud that had questionable lineage, that the Gemara says maybe you shouldn't mekabel gerim from Talmud. Why shouldn't you accept gerim from Talmud? Because there were many Jewish women who married non-Jewish men and they settled in Talmud, and there's a day that Eved or an Akum or Baal Bas Yisrael bad Mamzer, and the Gemara says that the city was destroyed. So Reb Tzadok picks up from there, the city was destroyed, and where did the people go? Says Reb Tzadok, Ve'elu ha'golim mi'churbana hayu vigla to Talmudai. These people at Talmudai, they're from the city of Talmud. Hoveres b'shuk ad kalos zman prisumenisa. That lokas neiros Chanukah shuhu gam kein al shmiras ayichus. Part of the fight of the Chashmonaim was to strengthen the Kedushas Yisrael and the Yichus. The parish Rashi, the gezeres pesulos and the nusuos teboil the tafsar haya oz. Ayin sham al sha'af hein hayu boso anes. That apparently there was a gzeira that the women before they got married had to be with the hagmon, etc. And that's why they were fighting. V'lachen haya anes pekohanim shem yuchasim shem Yisrael. The anes was dafka the kohanim. Kedis v'ksubis. V'ner Chanukah k'shu amru v'medlikin haragil v'neiros havin l'upanim tal v'nechamim. A person's careful. V'ner Chanukah has zocha to have, tal v'nechamim. I saw in one of the peppers for him, they're medayik in the nusach of the Alanisim. It says we may Yochanan Kohen Gadol. It says the lineage. It doesn't say by Mordechai, you know, Ben Yair, Ben Shimi. How come we have the lineage dafka here? So the idea that Reb Tzadok is essentially emphasizing that as part of Neis Chanukah is the Neis about Kedushas Yisrael and Yichus Yisrael. And I think maybe that's why the Chiyuv Nashim and Ketanim, again, the Kedushas Yisrael passes through from the Nashim to the Ketanim, the Chiyuv Nashim and Ketanim might be on a higher level, even though it's Mitzvah Yisrael and Grama, Nashim are Chayavos, maybe on the same level, maybe theoretically even more than men, although I haven't found anybody, again, if you hold that they're Ikra Neis, you might argue that they're Ikra Neis, they have a higher level Chiyuv. Like I said, I haven't found anybody that suggested it. But maybe in terms of Ketanim also, that the Chiyuv isn't just regular Chiyuv Chinuch, but it's a Chiyuv in Afein, Chayuv Oso Neis, at a higher level than usual. Thank you.